You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Younger, sicker, faster. That's the description being used in some parts of the country. As the U.S. deals once again with rising COVID cases, some connected to the Delta variant. But the national news outlets have been focused on Missouri and Arkansas. What's the picture in Texas? And when we say younger, are we really talking kids? Jim Versalovic is pathologist-in-chief and interim pediatrician-in-chief at Texas Children's Hospital in Houston. Dr. Versalovic, thanks so much for your time.
Yes, good morning.
A lot of people statewide listening in, and a lot of them are parents, and they see the calendar ticking up to resumption of school. What are you seeing now as far as COVID at your hospital?
Well, Texas Children's is the largest children's hospital and healthcare system in the United States, and we are definitely seeing the Delta variant spread rapidly in the state of Texas, and certainly in eastern Texas. We now have firm data now since during the month of June. The data in children lagged adults, but we are now seeing rapid spread of the Delta variant in children.
What accounts for that, especially what with school being out and everything?
I think the reality is that all these children 12 years of age, under 12 years of age, do not have access to the vaccine yet. So this is a totally unvaccinated population. And we know that children certainly can get infected with COVID-19. They can be hospitalized and they can go into critical care. So it's a serious issue. The numbers are increasing in terms of positivity in children. We may be seeing now a slow creep in hospitalizations, even among children, that we've seen with adults. So we do know there's more mingling, and we have a totally unvaccinated population under 12, and the adolescents 12 and above are still being vaccinated, and that just started in the middle of May. It's clearly something that we're going to have to watch, and we're mindful of school starting, of course, in August, and that's certainly something that is a concern right now.
How concerned are you about seeing this spike, especially in combination with the Delta variant? Are you prepared to urge school systems to start thinking about backups, maybe masks, maybe doing some kind of online education again? What would you say?
Well, personally, I think, you know, I am hopeful that we're going to be back in the classroom with in-person learning. But I do think that schools need to be mindful about masking and distancing, sanitizing, having sanitizers readily available to children in schools. The reality is that our target for FDA submission of data for the pediatric vaccine trials that are ongoing at Texas Children's and other sites across the country, that data likely won't be submitted until sometime in September at the earliest. So we're going to have to begin the school year without vaccinated children under 12. And for those children 12 and above, we can't stress enough the importance to parents of trying to get themselves and their children vaccinated if they haven't been vaccinated already.
Well, what's the advice right now for families with kids not yet old enough to get the vaccine, kids under 12?
I think what's important is that when we're in public crowded spaces, especially indoors, but even outdoors, be mindful when in a crowded environment, particularly among strangers, that where you don't know the vaccination status of the group. Children should try to mask as much as possible. And parents should be good role models, even if they are vaccinated. We're seeing more breakthrough infections. They tend to be mild, but symptomatic infections are more common with the Delta variant, even in vaccinated people. So just to try to keep this manageable, this is so important.
You know, Doctor, for several months, there was a pretty powerful narrative out there that children are not as likely to catch COVID or to spread it to one another. That does not seem to be true.
No, exactly. Children definitely are susceptible, children and adolescents and young adults for that matter. And so in 2020, I think that message was drowned out by the obvious concern for older adults and for the elderly. We do know that children not only get infected, we've seen over, you know, approximately 15,000 cases here at Texas Children's. We've detected about 10% of those children do end up hospitalized, and roughly a third of those hospitalized do end up in critical care. It's very important that we take this seriously.
Jim Versalovic is pathologist-in-chief and interim pediatrician-in-chief at Texas Children's Hospital in Houston. Dr. Versalovic, thanks again.
Thank you very much.